He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
December 2004, Christmas time. Are you ready for your Christmas presents?
I can't. Yeah. You mean you're going to actually buy me a Christmas present this year?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I always thought, you always said to me that your presence was my present.
Your presence.
No.
Right, I know. Your presence is my present. That's my famous statement.
It took me a while. That was years ago when I first met you, and you've stuck by that one, that's for sure.
You can't buy love.
Yeah, I know.
So, December is what? A month where we slack off, overeat, and do everything we can to sabotage ourselves?
Just have a heck of a good time. It's that time of year.
No way, Jose. We put more energy than ever into looking good and feeling good.
Exactly. And there's plenty of good eating and good drinking going on because Christmas is in the air. So what's cooking is I'd like to discuss...
Hold it now. I didn't ask you what's cooking. I'm supposed to ask you what's cooking.
Well, get on with it.
So what's cooking?
Okay. I'd like to discuss a few alternatives to help lighten the load over the holiday season so that you don't get sick after it's all over like most people do. Like, don't most people in the month of January, everybody's sick?
Hey, most people, you can hang them up by a string like a pinata.
They glow in the dark.
Unbelievable. The amount of fat and toxicity that's incorporated into the body.
I know. And it's not just over like 1 week. It's like over starting with the whole month, going through
probably party central.
Yeah, for about 4 or 5 weeks.
Lots of extra alcohol and rum and eggnog and heavy, fatty, creamy kind of stuff.
Very acidic. Food, yeah.
So you get a lot of infection too.
Yes.
A lot of depression after Christmas.
Lack of sleep. So I've got hangover helpers. They're not just for alcohol, but also food hangovers too. And I know you know that already. What do we call it? How does everybody ask us? We call it the PPP, the pre-party potion.
All right. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, before we always plan our parties out. And so if we're going to go, like our Halloween party, we had a Halloween party. So we planned it out. We make sure we get lots of rest and are very well hydrated before we go into our party because we know we're going to have a good time. They're few and far between. So this pre-party potion is just a little glass. What would you say? Maybe a 6 ounce glass?
Not even that. Okay. Maybe 4 ounces.
Okay. And it's carrot juice mixed with about... I'd say 3-4 cloves of garlic.
No less.
And a nice chunk of ginger and some vitamin C powder, a calcium ascorbate. And I'll tell you, you knock that back and whatever's ailing you won't be ailing you no more.
Well, that's a great aperitif as well before dinner time.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's usually when we take it.
I don't think I'd go out after that. But I mean, this is what I don't drink it that day of the party. We usually do it like 3 or 4 days ahead of time.
Yes.
Right? Before we're
several days in a row. Yeah. It'll knock your socks off.
It certainly will. And also make sure that you drink plenty of water through the holidays anytime, but just be aware of drinking plenty of water.
30 milliliters per kilo of lean mass. That's the standard.
Because what happens is, well, I'll have a glass of wine, then I'll have some rum and eggnog, then I'll have some port, and then it goes on and on and on. But don't forget to drink your water. Be well hydrated going into your dinner and your party. And also mixing drinks. Why don't you try mixing it with some healthy mixers, such as freshly squeezed grapefruit juice or freshly squeezed orange juice, club soda with no added sodium. With that nice, if you have to have a rum and coke, add plenty of freshly squeezed lime, like a whole lime squeezed into that rum and coke and lime juice. That's just Cuba Libres used to be my favorite. So that's a way at least you're getting some healthy alternatives.
Yeah. And you got to train too.
I haven't even got there yet. I'm just talking about the food thing. I haven't even got the training part yet.
Okay.
Okay. So when you go into having a dinner, all right, we're going to go out for dinner. And this is what you and I usually do. We're going to go to someone's house for dinner. We make sure we're well hydrated. We might have a little touch of a protein shake before we go in. Because usually you go in, you socialize, and you don't eat dinner for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. So then we're starving, right? And then we'd eat anything. But the thing is, we always take some digestive enzymes before we eat our dinner, which really helps with the acidic. Because there's desserts and the gravies and the mashed potatoes, and I'm getting
none
hungry.
Of which I eat. I don't like none of that stuff.
I know you don't.
I'm just not into sauces and creams.
You're sociable. You will eat this stuff, though, right?
Very. I mean, I'm just not attracted to it because I look at it, it's kind of a gunky, thick...
I know you don't.
Build up. I just think of
but
my,
you know
my
what,
arteries.
Though? What happens? Most Christmas dinners, people do not have raw salad, do they?
No.
They may have lots of vegetables.
But they have vegetables, yeah.
But they don't have the raw salad. So this is what we're missing for the enzyme value. So this is why we take our digestive enzymes prior to going to someone's house.
For
which
sure.
really, really helps. Because I love the gravy and the stuffing, and I really feel it in my esophagus. I really feel that acid. And it doesn't happen when I make sure that I take the digestive enzymes. So try that. Really try that before Christmas, throughout the whole holiday season.
Yeah, because Christmas should not be a downer.
No.
It's a continuum. That's what time is. It's just another day on the calendar.
Right.
And if you're committed to health for life, if you're living consciously in your mind, a life devoted to health and wellness, it's just another day that's coming at you.
So, therefore, I mean, you go to bed. You go to bed, you're on a full stomach, probably. I'm just going through my own experiences.
Oh, yeah, you're lying there like a stuffed potato.
And you drank lots of alcohol, and then what happens? You don't get enough sleep. You wake up really dehydrated. Usually, the first line of defense would be your throat. So if you start to feel a little bit, your throat is sore, just take some raw garlic. Like, chop it all up, put it in a spoon, and wash it down with some calcium ascorbate powder.
And add some glutamine. Put some glutamine, some freshly squeezed juice at nighttime before you go to bed with some glutamine, like 1 or 2 teaspoons, is excellent as a natural antibiotic. And also an electrolyte formula.
Yeah.
If you're out drinking and partying and you don't want to feel terrible the next morning, take an electrolyte mix, one that's dominated by potassium, that's got lots of calcium ascorbate added to it as well. And flood the veins and the arteries with that, and that will make a huge difference in the way that you feel the next day.
Believe me, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, because
I know what I'm talking about.
The primary cause of a hangover is dehydration and cellular necrosis or cell damage in the brain, damage to the neurons caused by simple dehydration on the brain. Because alcohol and various drugs that people consume induce a state of massive dehydration. And then, of course, if you add to that sleep deprivation and toxicity, you see, when you party and have a great time, you shouldn't, as an outcome, feel terrible. You should actually feel better for it.
Yeah, because you had a great time.
Absolutely.
So then what you want to do is by your bedside table, use your electrolyte, have it by your bed in a great big glass, because when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're really thirsty, you think, oh, I don't want to get up. So it's right beside your bed. You just drink it back, and believe me, you will feel so much better for it.
Plus, if you get off your butt and go for a walk after that huge meal, Christmas time?
Yeah, well, if you're at someone else's house, how often does that happen?
But it doesn't happen that often, but you know what? You can encourage people, and I've done it myself, and say, hey, does anyone want to go for a walk? And when everyone goes for a walk, or whoever wants to go, they feel great, because you're outside, you're looking at the stars, you're talking, you're changing your state, plus you feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Another key is to dance, like when you're going out and partying.
Now we're talking.
Dance, 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 because moving the body is a huge issue as it relates to blowing off a lot of that gunk that you're consuming.
Yes, and then you can drink more.
Yeah, and the quality. Everything's about quality.
Yes. Exactly.
Quality wine, quality beer, quality spirits, everything quality.
So PPP, pre-party potion, works, folks. It really works. Try it.
So the alternative to acid is alkaline. So alkalize the body and keep the mind and the spirits high.
Absolutely. Acidophilus. Alkaline. And the electrolytes and digestive enzymes, carrot juice, just go for it.
It's preparation in advance.
Exactly. Pre-party potion.
Okay, so moving on, let's get into our last month's special guest.
Well, last month's special guest was our good friends Lloyd Baker and Diana Braylick. They are the owners and operators of Wellbeings Health and Nutrition Limited in Langley, and they share their knowledge on how they keep it together with a family. Diana goes to school, and they have a successful business. Diana talked about what she looked for in a design for a store, and I thought it was interesting when she said, people are spending a lot of money on health products, so we want to have nice-looking shelves. Well,
simple observation, but very true.
You know, you want to have a nice place for them to go to buy these, because you know health products, good quality, are costly.
Absolutely.
But they're worth it.
You want to provide an environment for the product that's maybe high-end or of high quality. You want to buffer that or sustain that around an environment that also suits the product.
Absolutely. And Lloyd is Mr. Service, and it's not a wonder that they won the CHFA Retailer of the Year Award for service, production selection, and store design in the year 2003.
He is on top of his game. Yep. He has constantly people coming in to do in-store demos, in-store training. His people that work in the store are taking courses. He understands that education and the acquisition of knowledge is essential to moving product off the shelf.
Yeah.
Because when people ask you questions, you got to have the answer.
Exactly.
And if you can answer, you gain their trust.
Mm-hmm.
You secure the sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
So why isn't everyone out there educating their staff, making sure they're online, getting in touch, and everyone out there too? Come on, get on the internet. My goodness.
Yeah.
If you're in this business 2004 and you're not internet savvy, wake up. Yeah. Smell the roses.
They also are SNU subscribers, which is nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice for us. But, you know, we're sharing the wealth of the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We're just transcending time and energy through SNU as a medium.
Yeah.
Audio. And listening with your ears, incorporating this information into your brain. And then I really like my special guest interviews. They're just so outstanding.
Yeah. Well, what I meant by that being an SNU subscriber is the fact that owners of health food stores, a lot of owners of wholesale suppliers are not educating themselves. So being a subscriber to SNU keeps them in touch with leading edge information about what's going on.
And it's a practical way. You can pass the CD around in the, to the staff in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that everyone listens to it. They can take notes. But get the information. I mean, you got the tutorial from the education program. You've got the recipes, the Raising Healthy Children, all the rest of it. But these special guest interviews give insight from experts that you can use. You can create lines and get data from them to help you improve your sales presentation.
Absolutely. So thanks, Lloyd and Diana, for an awesome interview.
Okay, looking forward. Who is our next month's special guest?
So next month's special guest, we have Jim McMahon. Jim is the president and CEO of a very successful Canadian sports nutrition company, PVL.
And what does PVL stand for?
Pretty Voluptuous Lady.
I know.
So he says,
he
might have been pulling my leg. I don't know.
Where'd you get the name for your company? And he just looked at his wife, and there you have it. So that was a great compliment to her.
Oh, no kidding.
But I know Jim. He's been in the industry for at least a decade or two. He used to be a sales rep for a sports nutrition company, and that's how I developed my relationship with him. Then he went into business on his own and has built PVL up into a significant major player in the sport nutrition field. He's got some great protein, some great products.
Some yummy tasting proteins.
It's a national company, and he's got a major sales rep force out there. And he also is a sponsor of the CSNA education program.
Yes. And one of the nice things I find every time I go to the trade shows, because I don't see him that often, is all the staff working at the shows are very, very friendly. And he's very, very generous with his product. You know, if we've ever asked him, can we have some product for something that we're doing? So he's always
anytime
been extremely generous.
Anytime we need something for a promotion.
Absolutely.
At a trade show, I remember we organized a
symposium,
and he participated and more than willingly, but they had a shake bar.
Yeah.
And they were making shakes for all of the attendees that came in, and that was excellent as well.
That was great. So,
he's a mover and a shaker. We're looking forward to that. He'll provide a lot of insight on regulatory matters and on issues that relate to from a manufacturing point of view. So that will be very interesting.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so let's get into your hot topic.
My hot topic is something that I'm finding very interesting working in the athletic field is footwork, feet work. Now, footwork in ballroom dancing and Latin dancing, our footwork means what part of the foot has contact with the floor. And remember when you were throwing the hammer, or when you do throw the hammer, you use the outside edge of your foot, and we can always tell by the way that the shoe was worn down on the outside edge.
Absolutely.
So that was one of the things that you said that your coaches would say was your feet work, because everything starts, as far as I'm concerned, from my own training, and I spent lots of money on my training, was we always start from the feet up, from the floor upwards. That's our stability. where we get that from.
Yes, because as a hammer thrower, I have contact with the circle.
Yes.
And I'm actually part of the earth in my own mind. I'm kind of attached to it through my feet. Mm-hmm. And my strength and power, my twisting turns, my velocity, everything has to do with my footwork.
Right.
So footwork is huge.
Right. So we use our foot. So we have the toe, and I don't mean the tip of the toe. I mean the pads of the toes. We have the ball of the foot. We have the whole foot. We have the heel. We have the inside edge of the foot. But we don't use the outside edge of our foot when we're dancing, or probably when you're doing even the hammer, unless we're making a line and we're not in motion, just a nice line, a straight line. So there's a few practical tips for footwork that I like to use for my students to help with balance, coordination, and in turn, this will help build strength.
So anybody in any
anything
sport
at all
would benefit by improving
even in
their footwork.
Bodybuilding, for goodness sake. And didn't I work with you when you did your routines for your bodybuilding?
You were my choreographer, dear.
And I said, you got to get those feet happening, because your feet, you would always go to the outside edge.
Absolutely. And I,
uh-oh. Corey has a weakness.
And I'm only as strong as my weakest link.
Okay, so this is an exercise that I like to do, that I teach my clients, is I like to do this exercise in front of a mirror, but it's not necessary. I like for you to stand with your feet together so that your ankles are touching, your knees are together, your legs are straight, and the navel is into the small of the back. So you're standing up nice and tall, and your navel's into the small of your back. Your chest is up, and your shoulders are back. I like to think about my shoulders on a shelf. And my head is up. Actually, my head is facing straight forward. So I don't keep my chin up, just my eyes are focused straight forward. Now what I like to do is I like to concentrate on raising up my onto my toes, just on the pads of my toes, keeping my ankles really close together. Now what I'm doing is I'm thinking about my ankles here. Think about your ankles and think about getting onto your big toe, because what's going to happen is you're going to tip over and tip over onto the outside edge of the baby toe. That's what always happens for people.
So you try not to do that.
You try not to do that. You want to concentrate on the big toe.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a tendency to go outward
right.
as well. It's
right.
really hard to do this, people.
It's not easy to do.
And I'm beginning to incorporate this as part of my workout routine at the end.
You have?
Yeah.
You better, because I'm watching you.
Yeah. No, you showed me how to do it.
Okay.
And it's very simple, but it's not as easy as it looks.
So what happens is ankle strength is very important, and I really don't see, in dancing, we really use our ankles, right? We use our ankles, our calves, we use our hamstrings and our glutes. Most people think about the front of the leg, like the thigh, the quadricep. You want to keep repeating this. So maybe just hold it for 5 seconds if you can. Maybe hang on to something just to get your balance. 10 seconds, 20 seconds, half a minute. That is a lot of time. And then you can slowly raise your arms and raise them to the side. Put your arms to the side just to get your balance. But you think, concentrate big toe and ankles. Now, what I want you to do is think about the hamstring. Hold on tight to the hamstring and think about your glutes. Squeeze them really tight. And before you know it, you'll have great balance.
And balance is key.
And balance is key.
It's a key function of athletic performance.
Absolutely.
And health and the function of disease prevention
mm-hmm.
is if you can do or incorporate activity that maintains your balance,
mm-hmm.
then you can keep the neurological centers in the brain coordinated, because
right.
that's what happens when people age.
Mm-hmm.
Through oxidation, they're centers of balance are damaged and they fall over.
Mm-hmm.
So by using, you prevent the losing,
mm-hmm.
right? And balance is a function of training that a lot of people don't focus on. Like an actual exercise like this is good for keeping your balance.
Oh, this is a very basic principle that we're talking about right now. Now, when we're ballroom dancing, if you've seen ballroom dancers working together, nobody's keeping either one on balance. Both of them are on their own balance. Now we're just talking about body weight and body flight and foot speed. So it's really important to get this down. And if anybody's a personal trainer out there or a fitness coach or whatever you're doing out there in the form of movement, I think this is a really great idea to start with. And you will be surprised at how many people cannot sustain this. And it's so basic. I can do it though.
Yeah. And I, the last Colgan camp on the Power Program camp, we looked at a new exercise that he has. And you know the pulleys when you attach the cable to your foot? He now recommends not doing that traditionally with shoes on and the ankle strap around the ankle, but he's designing a special connection to the foot where you take your shoes off and attach the pulley or cable to your toe, and you actually twist and rotate your foot when you do the extension or when you elevate your leg out to the side. And there's about 28 muscles in the foot that are utilized in this way. And so that's going to be another edge that the athlete has.
Absolutely.
In terms of their training and skill performance.
Yeah. Become one with the floor. The floor is your friend. The ground is your friend. Well, that's what I was trained on.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know, and using your ankles, using your calves, using your glutes and your hamstrings. Like I said before, everybody concentrates on using their thigh muscle. So, and then eventually when you get really good at it, put your hands to the side, you can go up and down, you can have your arms in the air, you can bend at the knee a little bit more, you can just do one foot at a time. So there's all kinds of things that you can play with, but just start with 2 feet on the floor. That's
very good. Excellent.
That's all there ain't.
That's
no more.
That's a good word. Okay. So just before your final word, I'd like to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas. And in this month of December, prior to the beginning of next year, maybe take some time to think about what you're going to do next year. Take some time to resolve issues. Take some time to plan your marketing strategy and your work. Think about what you might do in the future to add value to your own life or to your business. And also, there's a time of reflection to make some decisions about deleting people, deleting food, deleting activities that are hazardous to your health and wellness. So this is a good time for reflection and planning. That's what I like to do in the month of December. How about you, dear?
Yeah, I like to do that. I like to do that on birthdays, and I like to do that on New Year's Eve. Just take a few minutes out and just to see what I've accomplished over the year and what I want to accomplish in the year. And also to take time to nurture your friends and your family. Really take time. It doesn't take long. Send a card, send an email. Just make a quick little phone call. Believe me, it makes a world of difference. It really, really does. So take time to do that throughout the year, not just over Christmas.
Right. That's great. So thank you, everyone out there, for being a part of SNU. We really want to increase our awareness of health, and thank you for helping us achieve that. So what is your final word, my dear?
My final word is the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.